Like you.
Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Certainly an honor for us to be back in the house of the Lord to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. May God bless you. If you have your Bibles with you, please turn. Thank you, musicians. Turn with me to the book of Matthew 24. Matthew, the 24th chapter. We read from verse 42 to 51. Matthew 24, 42 to 51. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that man whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler of all his goods. But then if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, in an hour that he is not aware of. And he shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your grace and mercies upon our lives. We ask that you will come and anoint us for service. Anoint us to speak. Anoint us to hear, to receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may please be seated. Jesus was speaking about the second coming. And I believe that we are living right in that hour. Everything is pointing to the coming of the Lord. It's a serious hour. So tonight we will like to take inspiration from verse 44. Jesus said, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. We will like to speak on ready or not, Jesus will come. Amen. In the message preparation, the prophet of God said that God, before he does anything, he always prepares for it. He said, before we go to fight a war, we first have to prepare for that war. If you're going to get married, why you prepare for that time? And you have preparations before you come to church, you made preparations. And he said, God always prepares the people for the events that are just about to happen. We see it in the scriptures. In the days of Noah, he made a preparation, sent a prophet with a message, built the ark, preached. Those who were ready, they went into the ark and they were saved. He said, I may stop right here just a minute and say, I believe that the people are in the preparation of the last great destruction this world will ever know. I believe we are at the end. You can speak to people. You could put a Billy Graham in every city in the United States. They would drink whiskey and smoke cigarettes and laugh at you and everything else just the same. They are in the spirit of the last days. And God cannot send destruction before the people are in the spirit for destruction. God never did destroy anything. He said, man always destroys himself. In the sudden secret going away of the church, he said, I was reading an article some time ago on the sudden attack of Pearl Harbor. That wasn't no exactly an unknown attack. They had already been warned that the Japs were going to do that. But the sad part was they ignored that warning. They had seen the signs and the Japanese army was assembling themselves together. And the big ships were being loaded with ammunition, and the threat was in the air. And they were just exactly in line for the invasion. But they ignored it. That is the way it is today with the church. The church is in a line of judgment, but they are ignoring the coming of the Lord. And he said, you can't blame me. Friends. Jesus is coming. Whether we like it or not, he is coming. Whether you are ready or not, he will come. When the Japanese army was about to attack the United States, Pearl Harbor, we have a visit of the Prime Minister of Japan just the other day here to kind of commemorate or whatever that meeting was for. Him and President Obama was there and they made speeches and some commitment just to remember what happened then during that time. A prophet of God was on the land and tried to look at what was happening in the natural, typing into the spiritual. That the people were warned. The threat was in the air. Like today, if you look at the world, you know that it is ready for judgment. It's ready for destruction. And so when it was noised abroad about in Pearl Harbor that the Japs could attack any time and their big fleet had set out in the waters of the sea and was moving slowly but steadily towards Pearl Harbor, they only laughed at it and said, oh, nonsense. You gloom builders, you worry what? All you think about is some trouble. And on that night, before the great attack, that morning, there was a great dance and a big party given in Pearl Harbor itself. And no matter how much they tried to say that the Japs were coming, they still wouldn't take warning. He said, let's just look on them for a few minutes. There's a little radio bulletin goes out and a little piece in the corner of the paper about like a healing campaign would be advertised just a small place that the Japs were on the road in the waters of the sea. A great fleet was headed that way. People were saying, nonsense, says the others. We don't believe in such stuff as that. What are you trying to scare us about? And then we find getting close to that night, I can see at the home place, instead of them preparing to get out of the city, why, young girls were all putting on their new clothes and so forth, and they're going down to the great big jubilee they were going to have, and also the officers of the army were just busy writing little passes so that the soldiers could go and attend a party, big drunken party.
And the trucks were roaring and humming, bringing in their best of beer and their wine and stuff for this party. And all the time, the Japanese fleet on its road there, and they failed to hear the warning. Friends, brothers and sisters, ready or not, Jesus will come. And the prophet was speaking about what was happening that night. Bartenders, you know, they were doing their things. And all of a sudden, there was an attack. And he said, while they were doing that, the Japanese army was slowly gaining ground. Friends, we are also spiritual soldiers of the cross. We have to be on our toes in this hour. Because Satan is gaining ground. We must defend our grounds. There's no hope in this world anymore. There's nothing left but the coming of the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. The prophet said, if that isn't just about the way the world is, the same today about the coming of the Lord. So you all foolish, foggy, back numbers, and what makes you dress and act the way you do. But we are looking for the secret sudden appearing of the Lord. For there is something in the air, a message of the Holy Spirit that tells us that the coming of the Lord is at hand. If you have a little bit of God in you, you will know that judgment is just around the corner. Nothing is holding. Amen. Said, I'm afraid that it's going to be likewise at the coming of the Lord. The church is so took up and drunken with the cares of the world. They are going to be asleep at the post of duty at the coming of the Lord. And then over the city flew the planes and the bombs begin to drop and just battered that city to the ground. Why? Because they wouldn't take heed to the warning. May God help us to take heed. This is where I drew my inspiration from. The prophet said, no matter whether we are ready or not, the Lord Jesus will come. Just the same at that point in time. We must be ready. We must do it now. It is no time to wait. We must redeem the time and be ready. Brother Branham said, ready or not, Jesus will come. He said, we see the signposts in the world. She's ready for judgment. We see the signs and wonders in the church. Great things are taking place. What kind of a people should we be? Ready at that moment. For we don't know when he is coming. Be also ready, for you know not what minute or hour the Lord does come. Be ready, for you can't get ready then. He said, you could not. Amen. And he said, how many of you, all of us, perhaps have read about the virgins? Some were wise, some were foolish. Virgins means purity. They were all good people. Every one of them virgins, sanctified vessels of God. But those who had oil in their lamps went in. And others were left out. They were all virgins. That means they were church-going people. That means they were not drinking or smoking. They were worshiping God. But, you know, at a time, the fire began to grow dim. They begin to run out of oil. They begin to cut up, you know, into other things of the life. And by the time the shout came, behold, the bridegroom, they didn't have the oil. They were left behind. May that never happen to us, church. The prophet said that everyone believed in the coming of the Lord. They were ready to go meet him, but some of them let their oil go out. And that is what is happening today in the church and the circles of the message. People are getting weak. We are getting tired. We are caught up into the affairs of life. Amen. And church business, you know, it's just, I mean, we take it when we feel like and when we don't wake up. It doesn't seem, it doesn't look as if we are really getting ready. Amen. May God help us. He said they refused to listen to the warning. Nothing was left but divine judgment upon the people. When God sends a warning, he makes a way, and people refuse to listen to that warning. There's nothing left but divine judgment. He said, please don't let that happen to you. No matter what Branham Tabernacle ever turns out to be, don't you let it be you. You see, it is an individual affair. Some might leave, some might say, well, I don't believe anymore. I don't believe the message, you know, and this is not true. But don't let that happen to you. You be a servant of Christ. No matter what the world does, you be a servant of Christ. It is not up to the Branham Tabernacle, neither is it up to any other churches. Do we hear that? Amen. Forget about what other churches are doing. Amen. It is an individual affair. This is not a church matter anymore. It is between you and the Lord. Let's forget the church politics. Praise the name of the Lord. As long as we are here, things will come. People will say this and that. But it's not about what people are saying about me. It's my relationship with Jesus Christ that matters. He's saying it is not up to Branham Tabernacle. And even today, you know, people look to Branham Tabernacle and just kind of politics of the message and things that is happening. This is not about anyone. It's about you and the Lord. Whatever is happening here and happening there, all you should do, pray for them. But make sure that you are ready for the coming of the Lord. Because ready or not, Jesus will come. He said, it is not up to the Branham Tabernacle, neither is it up to any other church. It is up to you as an individual to be ready at the coming of the Lord. You must be ready. I must be ready. I sweep my own steps. It is up to you to sweep your steps. Leave mine alone. Me, leave yours alone. You've got to make your garments ready. Here he said, how many tonight in this church that knows my brother, that sister, that you are going to be summoned someday? Whether you are ready or not, whether you're prepared or not, you're going to be summoned to meet God. That trumpet is going to sound, and when it does, it will sound to the condemnation to you at where you will never live again and will be tormented in a devil's pit of hell for maybe in millions of years. Oh, it will summon you and I to meet God. I'm just reading the prophet. Praise the name of the Lord. I want him to speak to us tonight. He told a story and he preached a message on the oncoming storm. He spoke about a storm that is coming, a spiritual storm. Jesus spoke about that storm in Matthew 7. One builder built upon the rock, another one built upon the sand. When the storm came, the one who built upon the rock, which is the revelation, upon this rock, I will build my church. The revelation of the word. Listen, we must have a revelation of the word of God. It makes the difference. He said, here not long ago, I was told a story that happened. I believe I read it in the newspaper down in Florida. There are many great storms that sweep through Florida. Typhoons that come in and off the sea. Brings the water for the city, blocks up into the city. And sweeps out everything. And I'm told that the weather prophets are always on the lookout for such storms. And somewhere through the elements, they can contact the changing of the weather and the atmosphere. and that which way the weather is gathering, it, that will bring forth one of those storms.
Praise the name of the Lord. Ministers are like weather prophets.
We study the spiritual environment. Can we say amen?
The moving of the clouds, spiritually speaking.
That when the enemy is coming,
amen, to take the message, to sound the gospel,
to forewarn you of the oncoming storm.
Praise the Lord.
There's nothing that is happening like I was saying last Wednesday. You know, I spoke a little bit on Armageddon. I thought I was going to continue on that tonight, but I felt directed to speak on this. This is the beginning of a new year. I believe that we should get ourselves ready. Amen. Make ourselves ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. Because ready or not, Jesus will come. And so here, these weather prophets, these weather forecasters, they study and they see the way when we know, you know, we are now in the season of winter. They will tell you it's going to snow, it's going to rain, make you to be prepared. If you have plans to do anything, they warn you, right? Yeah, you make preparation for the day, for the week. So they study, the prophet of God said, and they, by calling ahead, hearing which way the storm is coming and how it will come, and how much wind is going to be behind it, which way the storms are coming, winds, whether it's able to combat or to shoot away the storm. And so this weather prophets in Florida are pretty accurate with their prophesying. They set for that purpose to warn the people. I was reading, I forget, I believe it is in a newspaper of a storm a few years ago that was across Florida, central Florida, in the regions around Okeechobee, and was warned. I just left there about 5 weeks ago, and there was a neighbor man who kept in contact with the radio all the time because of these storms, and he was very renowned Christian.
Amen. Look, we need to be in contact with this message of the hour. We need to be in tune with God to know what is coming.
Modern events are made clear by prophecy. How can you prepare if you don't know how to prepare? So this man, being a renowned Christian, and he heard the great typhoon was coming that way, twisting down trees, and everyone was warned to get to safety. He thought of his neighbor who had a chicken farm and some light buildings with their chickens in them, their houses and so forth, and their hens, and where all they had in life, or their life was tied up with these chickens for their living. And he rushed quickly, frantically, up to the gate and stopped his car and jumped out and said to this fellow, take all the chickens and put them in your storm shelter, and you rush over to mine because there is coming a typhoon or storm that is going to twist everything down. And the man stood and looked him in the face and laughed at him and said, nonsense. I've heard them predict certain things before, it never did happen. And the Christian neighbor was so excited, he said, but what if it does happen? So now you tell people that Jesus is coming, they don't even care. Even believers are getting lukewarm. The Holy Spirit will come and tell you, pray, watch, you know, come to church. It's our responsibility to set our lives in order, but we are busy about other things. Oh, he's trying to make us care. I'm telling you the word of God. Jesus, the prophet of God, said, ready or not, Jesus will come. Whether you like it or not. We hear remarks like that a lot along the line. He said, I've heard of this. It's going to happen, and this is going to happen, but it is going to happen one of these days. It behooves us to listen to every warning. But this man said, I have no time for such foolishness. I raise chickens, and I have no time for such. Today, many might say the same thing. I don't have time for prayer meeting. I don't have time to waste my time serving God. All is well, I'm saved. But I want you to know Jesus is coming. And this fellow cried out to his neighbor, he said, in the name of God, he said, leave those chickens alone then, John. Come quickly, you and your family. If you don't want to believe it, let your family come. And he said, I will not have my children be excited over a few radio warnings. My children and I have decided we will live as I live. And my wife will listen to me because I'm the breadwinner of this home and she must listen to me. I'm the boss here. I will not have any of my children excited and talk about some nonsense. And the neighbor was turned. He went to his home, into his shelter. And all of a sudden, the cloud was upon him. Before he knew it, the judgment struck. It comes so sudden, you wonder how it can get there so quick. How I've seen cruel men who once cursed God and screamed and say, how will you treat me this way? The whole, every foundation was swept out from under him in a moment. It pays to take warning. He said, oh, you might laugh at a messenger. You might be able to even kill him, but you cannot kill the message. It will go on just the same. God's message is eternal. God's word will never fail. We are living in the darkest hour that this world has ever faced. In the message Jesus came, Brother Branham said, I say today, friend, when the nations have failed and the people have failed, when communities has failed, where the church has failed, where everything else has failed, it looks like we are totally gone. And most any time, any hour, you could hear a scream and you wouldn't be able to get through the scream till the whole world will be annihilated. One setting off of bombs will do it. That all you have to do, just one. They don't have to leave Moscow. They can sit right there and drop one on 4th Street in Louisville. We can stand right here and drop one in Moscow too. What is it going to be when this big ship laying out under the sea like this? With them trained rockets right on them cities? One on this side training this way, another one this side training that way. The first one touches off this will touch that way. What is going to happen? What good is your home going to do you then? That's the prophet. What good is your money going to do you then? What good is your boyfriend going to do you or your girlfriend's going to do to you? What good is anything going to do to you if you are not right with God? You are gone from time to eternity. He said, this is the darkest hour that this world has ever faced since the beginning of time. There's never been a time in all the world's history that is dark as it is right now. That's a prophet. Friends, we must be ready. Let's take God seriously. Let's make sure it is well with our souls. Just quite recently, Russia unveiled a missile called Satan Missile 2. And they said that it's a nuclear weapon that is capable of wiping out Texas. Let me read the article to you. The images have emerged of Putin's largest ever nuclear missile, said to be capable of obliterating a country the size of France as the country prepares for war. Experts claim the deadly nuke will make bombs drop on Hiroshima and Nagasaki looks like a pop gun. The first ever images of the missile, officially known RS-28 Samad, have been released, showing a gigantic shell, which has the capacity to carry up to 16 warheads. According to the Russian media, the chillingly powerful intercontinental ballistic missile could erase from the face of the earth a land plot the size of Texas, Worryingly, the missile has been designed with stealth technology, which enables it to be fired at a target without being picked up by radar systems. Now, what am I saying this? The prophet saw this happening.
Amen.
Now, read his statements, things that he said in the 50s and the 60s. To warn us, we are the most privileged people. We are not living in darkness. If you read this message, you will know that truly God has sent a prophet in this generation. This is not to make us scared. If you are ready, you won't be afraid. This excites us. This world is not a comfortable place for us to live anymore. I want to live. I don't want to be here. I want to go. They are saying that it is also said that it travels at a speed that renders most missile defense systems useless. This missile has been in development at Russia-based Makiev Rocket Design Bureau for the past 7 years and will be ready for launch by 2018. The design bureau, which released the images, said in accordance with a decree of the Russian government on the State Defense Order of 2010, and the planning period 2012 to 2013, the Makiev Rocket Design Bureau was instructed to start the design and development work on the Samad. On June 2011, the Russian Ministry of Defense signed a state contract to the Samad development. The prospective strategic missile system is being developed in order to create an assured and effective nuclear deterrent for Russia's strategic forces. Weapons experts have warned the missile could travel undetected as far as London or the east and west coast of the U.S. The prophet preached a message, events, modern events made clear by prophecy. When we see things happening in the political realm, in the religious realm, militarily, if you go back into the message, it has the answer. Listen to him in 1953. He said they claimed that they got an underground bomb shelter and everything and planes, Russia. And they can wall or send out missiles that will bomb every nation and every city in the United States in 5 minutes' time. That was in the 50s. They were making these claims. Praise the name of the Lord. Here around 2010, they are now saying they have a bomb called Satan 2. I think they have one and they have two now. The prophet was saying, with atomic bombs and send them right out of one place there. Oh, so brother, we are living in a terrible age. We are living in a time when men ought to be get right with God and seek God, cause the hour of his coming when destruction is just as sure to strike as I'm standing in this pulpit. Nothing will stop the judgment of God. Why? Because people have rejected God. He said, we are bound to get it. How can we escape it, friends, if we are neglecting God and treating God the way we are? How can we do it? When the folks are going down through the city and the city officials drinking whiskey to celebrate Christmas and things like that, how can you expect God to do anything different than destroy those places? Isn't that right? The whole nation is polluted everywhere. The whole world is polluted. The only thing that is left, that is the coming of Jesus Christ. The only hope in the world that we have is to flee to him tonight, he said. Praise the name of the Lord. That's your only hope. Praise the name of the Lord. Listen, the world is looking for a Messiah. They are looking for a Savior. When President Obama became president and the whole world had hope that, he was like a Messiah. But now he spent 2 terms and we are still in trouble. Now we are looking at Trump to make America great again. No politician can make America great again. Are you hearing me? As believers, our eyes must look up because the coming of the Lord is at hand. This is not our hope. The hope as we have today
is the coming of the Lord. We must be on fire. We must be on our knees, crying out day and night. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly.
Brother Branham said, we are at the end. He said, there is nothing can help. Do you believe him? Nothing can help. The thing that is going to destroy this world is in the hands of sinful men. The handwriting on the wall. In the message faith preached in Harrisonburg, Virginia on Saturday said, we see the shadows falling. The hour is swiftly approaching. Yonder in Russia tonight is a bunch of missiles hanging. Only just one drink of vodka, we will go into powder. It is in the hands of sinful men, he said. And I don't know if you're aware of this article that came out a few years ago. One of the Kremlin-backed journalists said, this is what he said. Moscow, March 16, a Kremlin-backed journalist issued a stark warning to the United States about Moscow's nuclear capabilities on Sunday as the White House threatened sanctions over Crimea's referendum on UN with Russia. Russia is the only, they said, Russia, and I quote, is the only country in the world that is realistically capable of turning the United States into radioactive ash. Friends, U.S. also have that capability. And I'll show you where Brother Branham said even little nations, this world is not safe. The only safe place is in Jesus Christ. Can we say amen? We don't need to be afraid. This is not, this should make the Christian rejoice. But we know that before the bombs begin to drop, we would have gone. That's our promise. Brother Branham said, we know that is waiting for us is bombs from anywhere in the world now. They don't have to look for the big nations. The little nations has the missiles to destroy the world at any time they wish to. And those missiles are in the hands of sinful men. And every radar screen is setting, waiting one to come into their screen. And when they do, they will turn this loose. And what is going to happen? It will take place like that. This world is not going to survive the Third World War. No. And they're developing weapons of mass destruction. Now, nations like Pakistan and some of those, you know, Muslim nations have weapons of mass destruction. It takes God. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus is coming. Brother Branham said, 1958, we are in 2017 today. He said, did you know it will be hard for this night to be the last night that Tennessee ever stands on the map? She could be powder before morning. Wouldn't be anything alarming about it, no more than it's going. It is true, or the whole world could just be powder by morning. The weapons is in the hands of sinful men. And God predicted it will be done. What is left? We should wake up ourselves. And I want each one of you people who are Christians to promise God tonight that you will constantly pray. Amen. Another quote. What is the matter with us, the Christians? We've laid down on our jaw. Science has taken men farther with his five senses than ministers. Has taken him with his soul, his spirit, which is super over his science. Is that a prophet? He is. 54. It's a prophecy. Look at how what science have done today with the internet. It's taking us far. Yet, we have less time for God. He said, what is it? It's through science and the food and the hybrids perverted the whole human body till we become a bunch of mass corruption. Well, if the physical being is corrupted, isn't that the brain cell is that physical being? People are insane. Last I checked, they said one in out of every four American, one has some form of mental deficiency. People are crazy. People are mad. People are abnormal. The prophet says science is causing that and the food. That is why we need to pray before we eat our food. It's changing the form of the women, the body, the shape, the men. That's what the message taught us. He said, now watch the spirit following it. There will come a time in the name of the Lord, for a prophecy, and knoweth it not, 1965. Watch the spirit following it. So the spirit of God was traveling into our day. He said, there will come a time in the name of the Lord that people will go completely insane. The Bible says so. They will scream and holler great hideous things in their imaginary minds. The radios and things, our television programs are producing it. What is the thing? The things that we watch on the television, the things that you watch in the radio today on the internet, the things that we allow our children to watch, those video games. Just a couple of days ago, one of the sisters in the church called me and said, please pray for my son who is not a believer. The son is not a believer. He spent so much time on these video games until he picked up a spirit that he wants to kill himself. He wants to commit suicide. Sometimes we think that, you know, it's making them smart. We need to wake up as people. Demons are responsible. But Abraham said they come into the imaginary mind. It's a dimension. Not only children, even sometimes you spend hours just playing games. May God help us. This is not popular, but it's the message. Listen to what he says. You love him? Oh my. Well, let me read another statement. You fathers, you mothers, are you ready to establish an altar in your house and take the television out? It's Brother Branham. Are you ready to take the deck of cards off the table? Them comic books that your children is reading. It's preparing their little mind for a blast that the devil is going to give them. Are you ready to establish the old family altar again? Or do you just want to continue on the way you are? You want to continue on? You're not in the condition of the coming of the Lord yet. May God help us. Whether you receive it or not, Jesus will come. Whether you like it or not, Jesus will come. Let me tell you. The prophet spoke about Abraham Lincoln, who was one of the greatest presidents of the United States. He said, I'd rather have a home with no rug on the floor and with a little old iron bedstead sitting there, an old dresser somewhere, whatever, and a little old kitchen table made out of boxes with a sign hanging on it, God bless our home, than all the fine homes in the world, your pinups and nonsense that you have today. a Bible laying on the table instead of those old love story magazines and things laying around of dirt and filth and lust and everything else to breed into the children. How can we expect anything else but a bunch of infidels and agnostics to answer out? That's true, friends. Bring up a child in the way it shall go. Teach him the word of God. Abraham Lincoln, until he was a grown man, had two books. One of them was the Bible. The other was the Fox's Books of the Martyrs. Abraham Lincoln, he said. And he studied that so hard. He read it. He concentrated on that. That developed that kind of a character that Abraham Lincoln was.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Encourage your children. Amen. Amen. If you ever phone nothing, download Bible apps. Things that will encourage them, that will cause them to grow. Because everything is motivated by a spirit, brothers and sisters. It's becoming difficult for them to receive the Holy Ghost today. Somebody was some children, but this guy was preaching a few years ago. Children were watching some video games, and 23 of them got epilepsy out of watching. Friends, these things are not normal. I'm speaking about children, but not only children. Look at the other app that came the other day called Pokemon Go, whatever they call it, that sent everybody crazy. Pokemon Go, is that it? Yeah. These are all demons from the pits of hell. Can we say amen? They are dimensional. What are they doing? They are killing the appetite of the believer from praying. That is why we don't have a prayer life. The time that we're supposed to spend praying and reading the word of God, we are on the internet all night. And we say we are getting ready for the coming of the Lord. It's high time, friends. Don't forget, it's going to be very few people that will make it. But I want to say tonight, ready or not, Jesus will come. You either pay heed to warning, or you enter into God's judgment. Praise the name of the Lord. May God give us grace. I know it's a little bit rough, but it's the word of God anyway. You know what has happened? Last week, Wednesday, I was preaching on the Battle of Armageddon. Right? That was coming, those demons that were bound in the river Euphrates. There are about 2 million of them that wants to cross over to the promised land. Brother Branham made us to know that those spirits were loose according to the word of God. Right? I don't have time to go detail because time is gone, but I will just speak a little bit on it. Amen. In the Feast of Trumpet, he said, now notice what happened under the sixth trumpet. They were turned loose, those 2 million demons were turned loose on the Jews. Persecution, the persecution of the Jews, supernatural devils. Nearly 2,000 years ago. I mean, nearly 2,000 years. Then they were bound for 2,000 years. Then they were loosed by Stalin and Hitler upon the Jews. Well, he said that isn't Roman. It is the same spirit. They've done the same thing they did to the Christian in the old pagan Roman days. Now watch the natural Israel and the spiritual church now. As we separate here, turn loose on the Jews. Now, I want you to watch us that during the Second World War, there was evil spirit that came upon those men, according to Revelation. They were loose. The prophet said they were always trying to go over to the promised land. You see today, the politics of the world is around Israel. Amen. That's God's land. That's God's chosen place that he gave to Abraham and his seed. And the entire nations of the earth are going against that little nation, Israel. Praise the name of the Lord. And those spirits are always trying to cross over into the promised land, the prophet said. Now, when those Jews were in Germany and Europe, we saw that a spirit came upon Stalin. Those demons released, begin to release. And when that spirit was released, they came into war. They are demons of persecutions. They are demons of hatred. Are you hearing me? Watch very closely. I'm going somewhere. There are spirits of hate that comes upon the people. Now, when they came upon, you know, Mussolini, I mean, from Stalin, Mussolini, Hitler, amen, Italy, Germany, and Russia, or Soviet Union. Now, those spirits, I'm just going over it, in their political terms, they are called Nazism, Fascism, and Communism. They were seen in a vision by the prophet on how the whole nations will go into war. These wars were caused by these spirits. And these spirits were loosed by Hitler, Mussolini, and Stalin. But in the vision, the voice told the prophet that this spirit will wind up into communism. So from Germany, the spirits were exported into communism. Are you with me? What? I'm going somewhere. Now, we see that Iran is border with Russia. Iraq is also border with Russia. And the countries like Afghanistan, Pakistan, is all the former USSR. And so this spirit came into Russia in the western side. And they traveled and Russia began to arm Iraq. Right? Begin to arm the Soviet Union, begin to arm Iraq, arm, you know, Afghanistan. So these wars that are fighting today, they are scriptural war. But now notice, friends, when those spirits were operating under Hitler, they hated the Jews. When they came upon Stalin, they hated the Jews. Are you with me? President persecuted the Jews. In Germany, they killed about 6 million Jews. Now, it is those same spirits that were bound in the river Euphrates. Remember, I was preaching last Wednesday. When Saddam Hussein was being attacked, being bombed, whom did he attack? Israel. Because Brother Bram said they always want to cross into the promised land. Are you with me? It's scripture, friends. So we are saying that these demons are released on the face of the earth today. Now you see, watch what is happening around Iraq. Those guys, even ISIS and all those people, you can see that when those demons in them will cut people's heads. These are the spirits that are on the face of the earth today. That is why you see today those demons, amen, they are moving on the face of the earth. Somebody will enter into a building and just start shooting and killing people. They are demons of it. The only thing that is holding them back is the presence of the bride of Jesus Christ. When the rapture goes out of here, this place will be a terrible place to be. My brother is a carpenter, man. You know, he knows better than I do. He has experience. A lot of demon-possessed people, brothers and sisters, before you go out there, you must make sure you pray. The world is not safe anymore. The only protection is the Lord Jesus Christ. Can we say amen? If you leave your house, you go out and come, it's just the grace of God. And the prophet of God said, those spirits now are released in an ecclesiastical realm. They have come in the form of religion. Are you with me? Amen. And friends, the persecution that is coming upon the foolish virgins will not be a little one. You don't want to be here after the rapture takes place. That is why I'm saying to you tonight, be ready. Prepare your family. Prepare yourself to meet God. There's no more hope in this world. Everything is telling us that Jesus is coming. Can we say amen? Nations are arguing with, you know, each other. Amen. They are one another's throat, trying to. It's just the grace of God. And those people are ungodly men. It's just take one. Those people, some of those people that are watching over those those arms and weapons of mass destruction, they are crazy people. It is just the Holy Ghost that is the hand of God that is holding things. But we don't have much longer to be here. Don't try to build a kingdom here, because this world is not your home. Do what you can. Take care of your family. Work hard as a Christian. Amen. But don't let your job stop you from coming to church. Don't let the things of this world stop you from praying. You love him tonight? I just want to encourage you, brothers and sisters. It's later than we think. May God help us. May God give us grace. Jesus said, when you begin to see these things come to pass, look up. Not look around, but look up. Can we say amen? Look up. They say, look at that church over there. Look at that minister. Look at this. No, no, you look up. Your redemption is near. The coming of the Lord is upon us. The coming of the Lord is upon us. Let's make our lives ready. Amen. Let's revive our prayer lives. Can we say amen? You come to church, whether you are two or three, worship the Lord. Look, we are living at a time that there is a great falling away. It is also a prophecy. Yeah. Before Jesus comes, there will be a falling away from the faith. So if we see people are leaving the message, people are backsliding, it is also a fulfillment of the word of the Lord. That should not discourage you. You must stay focused. Why? Jesus is coming. Ready or not, Jesus will come. May God help us. May God give us grace. Amen. If you are a Christian, somebody will say things against you. If you are a Christian, you have challenges. If you are a believer, you have persecution. And we say amen. You have challenges, discouragement. Things will come your way. Why? Because you've made up your mind to serve the Lord. If you're on the side of the devil will not bother you. Amen. Let's make sure the token is applied. Let's stand to our feet. It's later than we think. It's a very serious hour. Let the fathers, mothers, single brothers, single sisters, married or unmarried, children, each and every one of us, let's check up our souls with God. How many times you spend online? Hours and hours. Some of us have sleepless nights, feeding on all kinds of things. We can't even pray for 5 minutes. Let's ask the Lord to help us. Let's ask the Lord to give us grace. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's look up. Jesus is coming. Let's bow our heads in prayer. I want us to take this moment, each and every one of us, to talk to the Lord and ask him to help us tonight. Just ask him, say, Lord, here am I need you. I don't want to be left behind. I want to be ready. I want my family to be ready, my children, my wife, my husband. I want to be there, Lord. I don't want to fail you. I want my life to be in order. This is not a time for us to be in a lukewarm condition. It's a time to be on fire for God. Don't let the devil stop you. Don't let Satan hinder you. Surrender your life to God tonight. Invite him. Say, Lord, take away the lukewarmness. Lord, I want to be like you. Lord, I want the all-time religion. Lord, I want to be filled with your spirit. I want to be ready against that day. You speak to the Lord in prayer. Let us all lift up our voices and talk to the Lord and ask him to search us and know, Lord, if there is any wickedness in us, that the Lord will take it out. Let's pray.
Lord Jesus, we worship you tonight. We glorify your name. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity we have, oh God, to come into your presence, Lord Jesus. As we see, oh God, the things that are unfolding, Heavenly Father, right before us, Lord God. Demons have been loose on the face of the earth, incarnating people, Lord Jesus Christ. But we know the Holy Ghost is also released in this end time. May you give us grace, Heavenly Father. May you quicken our prayer life. May you search us, Heavenly Father. If there is any iniquity in us, take it out, oh God. Lord, lead the fire in our souls, Heavenly Father. Rebuke the hand of the enemy in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. May you revive this church, Heavenly Father. May you move in our hearts, oh God. May you quicken us, Lord, and make us to be like you. Forgive us, Lord, of our sins and our trespasses. Our thoughtfulness, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, committing ourselves to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.